Okay, thanks. So this is a new experiment, especially after the end of the PhD of Grégoire Lemoul, who do the first design and preparation of this experiment, and after is the work, a long work of Lucas Klotz, who finished now the PhD about this subject, with the collaboration also for Idalia Frontachev, a student from the Technical University of Varsovia, and also the collaboration with Matthew Shandy, who do numerical simulation, and many interesting discussions, interpretation with Loretta Tuckerman in comparison with the problem of Poisson channels. So, if for the, before to go to the acronyms, I go to briefly remember what you know very well. So the situation of shear, of well-confined shear flows, not free shear flows, we have essentially in situation of transition to turbulence, which is appeared to the Reynolds number before what is provided for the linear stability analysis, was say that in the case of quiet flow, this situation is always linearly stable, as exactly the same situation as the pipe, was discussed. And what I go to show you after, in this case, a new flow with this quiet Poisson, which are all the time stable. But in all the case, we even in the case where you have an infinite onset, you observe transition to lower Reynolds number. So there are these discrepancies, and what is significant is the existence of this localized patch of structure with fronts, with clear fronts from the turbulent to laminar, downstream or upstream. And this front, this is from visualization in the case of a previous experiment in a channel flow. With visualization, we introduce two dyes, one dye in the middle of the channel and one dye near the wall. And you can see as this the effect of the inclination of the streaks in the composition of the spot. The same if you see now by PIV, you can follow this spot during the transit in the channel. And you can see many situations where the spot, if you do transient forcing, the spot grow and they decrease. This is a case of a Reynolds number of 1000, always higher Reynolds number. The spot grow after the transient forcing, okay? And as the difference of the low Reynolds number begin to produce waviness here, and support and self-sustaining process and grow in the place to decay, okay? So we have this situation, we like to go behind, and for this we try to do, we do a stereo PIV measurements, as was shown before in the case of polymers, okay? And we can obtain the measure of the longitudinal vorticity, you have positive and negative vorticity, the red and the blue, and the streamwise direction. And you can observe also with the stream, the velocity fluctuation, that you have this inclination of the spot. You have two active layers inside of the channel. And you can see even we arrive to measure the inclination related to the discussion yesterday of Cavara, the inclination of the streaks in function of the Reynolds number would go to 5 to 10 degrees. Okay, this is per velocity perturbation, and this is vorticity. And what is interesting is if you observe this for different spots, by example, at the same Reynolds number but at different moments, we observe many times this complicated or noisy spot has peaks of very regular or repetitive piece of structure, which can eventually relate it to exact coherent structures. If this is a two Reynolds number, equal, different, same Reynolds number, it is another Reynolds number, and we was interested in this. The problem is, in this kind of experiment, the spot go away, and you lose the possibility to follow in this kind of a real experiments the situation. So it is the interest of the experiments in Plenkett flow when you have zero advection velocity and you can maintain the structure of the spot eventually if the interest is this. There are two classical experiments, modern classical experiments, in the case of Plenkett flow, one in the KTH around the Alfredson, and then the other in Saclay, beginning in the group of Berger from the beginning, and with a lot of evolution after. So essentially, you have two bands, two moving walls, okay? One in one direction, the other in another direction to produce the profile, the quad profile, the quad profile inside the gap from 1 or 2 centimeters, 3 centimeters in this typical example, and or variation when you have one fixed wall and you induce an amplitude pressure gradient as there was in the experiment of Betch and Katiash. And this is what you observed in this kind of experiment, the published spots in this time for this guy. There are many problems because one problem is how you induce the perturbation. So one possibility was in Saclay to put on a long wire, but this long wire produces essentially transverse spanwise vortex, no? Even if they modify the mean flow. Or you need to do a hole in the band, in the plastic band, to introduce and shed in cross flow and a spectre when the hole of the band is in face of the hole in the wall to introduce the perturbation. Okay, or there are problems to visualize, and this is the reason in the previous experiments around at Alfredson, they put an external gradient pressure to resolve better the visualization problems. So this is this last experiment opened the interest of Quet-Poisson flow. Quet-Poisson flow is essentially when you have a mobile wall and a fixed wall. You have two possibilities. If you have an external pressure gradient in the same direction of the wall, okay, you have this kind of Quet-Poisson, what is essentially a no-symmetrical Poisson flow, okay, with some gradient pressure in this direction, the plate, the mobile plate, induced put motion by momentum diffusion, and you add angular pressure. And you have the opposite situation when you put the gradient pressure against the direction of the plate, and you have this situation. So in this case, this is the form, the profile of what we call the Quet-Poisson, but this is also a non-symmetrical Poisson flow, okay? I will take this as a nice fluid mechanics lectures in the YouTube. So it is around this, we build this installation. In this installation, we are exactly the same. So we have a mobile band with two tuning here, and put by diffusion, put water from this tank to the other tank. But in one moment, this tank, so you have higher pressure from here to here, and produce this opposite pressure gradient, and you can install this the kind of flow. Okay, so is the experiment now. Okay, so it's an experiment around a gap more than 10 millimeters. The typical extension is what, no more, nearly 2 meters, less than this, 50 centimeters here. Coupled to observe, to obtain this place, to observe, do free visualization, or also PIV measurements in different, for example, with this kind of setup, we can measure the velocity, the longitudinal velocity and the transversal velocity inside the gap, is this measure, we have around 100 points inside the gap, so we have a very good resolution to measure the velocity profile. You see here, this is the band with the belt here. We have technical problems, the optical problems to be near the belt, it's clear, but we can interpolate and we have this profile. This is the measured, the optical measure of the variation of the belt, which is normally a big problem in this kind of experiments. And we reconstruct the velocity profile at each moment for a different place of the belt. Even the belt is a unit with a Scotch band. Many times the Scotch band can be produced. This moment appear, but we don't see in this moment the variation of is very quickly to modify the profile. This is Lukas Klotz during the one moment to the installation of the experiment to give you an idea of the size. Okay, and this is what we see. Essentially, first at all, so we have the linear, the laminar case, no perturbation, for Reynolds numbers without any kind of perturbation. We can observe by the kind of aluminum plates or any kind of this, but we have no situation. When we have produce a perturbation, we can observe an isolated spot, and this is the evolution of an isolated spot. We can observe also the growing of this spot in different direction, and it is what is a turbulent band, okay? And this is what we observe here as this growing of this band with an inclined situation at higher Reynolds number, or if you have higher Reynolds number, you have a full turbulent situation in the plate. So, as I said, what I showed in the beginning, you can see this particular case, this expansion with these two kind of fingers open in this direction. So I come back to characterize this flow. So it's a combination of a wet part and a Poisson part, but this is essentially a quadratic flow. Okay. In our case, as we have the mean flow, the mean flow rate is zero because all you put in one tank came back for the other. Okay. The parameters of this flow are the one half for the part of the quet, and it is possibly if you do linear stability analysis of this kind of more generalized Poisson flow, if you have not this linear part, you recover the 5,772 value of the Reynolds for the critical one, and then when you add more and more quet, you expect that when you have only quet infinite, and the transition is wrong from this, and very quickly when this part of quet is higher of more than 30%, you go quickly to infinite, so to have stable state. It is our case, so we can say our profile is always stable. We can do the same to study the transient linear growth. So when you have a perturbation as a flow is stable, it will happen with growth and decay. Okay, so in this case, you know the typical results in Schmidt and Henningsen about quet, Poisson, and pipe, and there are not results in the case of quet, Poisson. We do this, okay, and we found that the values of the maximum, the time which you have the maximum of the energy and dimensional unities is between the case of quet and Poisson, you explain, and also the gain. Okay, so with this, before to go directly to the experiments, I'd like to remember one point. The quet plane flow is is related to Taylor Quaid problems, because when you have very high in the evolution of the radius of the, in the cylinder go to infinity, you go to the plane Quaid, okay? And you have this very familiar relation between the two k's with bands, for example, in the two k's. The plane Quaid Poisson is related to what is called a Taylor-Dean instability. If you have an experiment in Taylor Quaid, but you have no partial fillet, an horizontal Taylor Quaid, you have air here, the flow we put with the inner cylinder here need to come back to conserve mass. So as this, you have inside the circular geometry, one part what is Quaid and one part is Poisson. The centrifugal instability of Quaid is the Taylor instability, but the centrifugal instability of Poisson is Dean instability. And this is the reason the Taylor-Dean instability, if you want, is the family of the, our experiment in plane Quaid. So we can expect that as people was going from here to found exact coherent solution, I expect one of you go to came from Taylor-Dean to plane Quaid to do this similar situation. And I remember we, many years ago with Sanderek and Mutavansi, we was observed very nice system of bands in this Taylor-Dean instability. Okay, so go to the experiments. Okay, so once of the advantage I say you before of this geometry with one fixed wall and another the moving wall is now we can introduce very easy the perturbation with a hole in the moving wall that we not need to wait and the hole of the plates arrive to be behind. So we have here a jetting cross flow. The only problem is the jetting cross flow is the following. In function of the amplitude, the velocity of the jet by respect to the velocity of the flow, you have this kind of trajectory of the jet, or this kind of the character, or this kind of a trajectory, we was discussed before, okay? But in the two case, we produce and pair of contrarotating rolls, okay? So the situation is in function of the amplitude, we go to perturb more here, or here, or here, perhaps, given the direction. This is the typical, is now I go to do PIV measurements of large field here to measure this component, the span, the streamwise component of velocity and the spanwise component, and I show you the streamwise component of the spot induced by a short perturbation of a typical time of one unit of U divided the gap, okay? And you can observe during nearly 200 units the spot induced for this small perturbation. Okay, you can see here the streamwise, the streaks, or the streamwise component, growing and decay for different Reynolds number. And this I show you the streamwise component because it's more important the energy than the spanwise component that we come back after. And this is nearly a very strong perturbation, but you can see very clear the composition of the spot. If we do repeat this for now for very low perturbation, we have here, by example, one perturbation is 20 times less than that I was showing in the previous. You can see the growing of a very weak spot with streaks. We can nearly nothing see in the spanwise because it's more difficult. The energy of the spanwise is later, and we can see for the streamwise component how many realizations, and we have here and mean one. We can interpolate with a linear part in the growing, an exponential part in the decay of the energy of the response to the pulse. We can obtain the value of the time where you have the maximum value, and this is essentially for there are preliminary results. We observe that, by example, for three Reynolds number, we was obtained for 15 measurements for each pulse. That's the value with which nearly agree very well with the theoretical prediction for this linear transient growth theory for this very small perturbation to the spot. In addition, the spot produces friction from the flow around the spot, and this friction is the source to generate around the spot large-scale flows. This large-scale flow can be observed if we take the Fourier analysis, the spatial Fourier analysis around the spot, and we separate the scales, for example, here in from the stream-wise component, we observe a small scale, which is the sticks, and a large scale, which is a better observed in the span-wise component, plus an intermediate scale, what really, honestly, we don't understand very well, okay? But essentially, we have these two extreme large, small and large scales, and we can filter, for example, we take here, and the filter or here, to obtain the large scale, and we see that during the perturbation with the shed, we can see this span-wise component. You can see very well, this is span-wise. This is the flow we're doing this, okay? And you can see here this expansion, this flow up, doing large scale pushing as this, the red, when the blue appear, you can see up, this go to up, to down, okay? And this is the component, the streamwise component, now positive here, negative here, so we have essentially the ingredients of a quadrupole. It is a measurement in a given plane Y, in a plane which you have nearly zero velocity field, okay? But it is not a third, the third decomposition. So it is a equivalent situation. Okay, not works. But what we can see here is that the large scale flow appears with the spot and the K with the spot, and we have this typical transient growth also for the large scale flow who follow the existence of the sticks. This is very important, it's a condition to this, and it is reminiscent what we observe in the case of Poisson flow. We have we're doing measurements of the stream-wise components, span-wise components, and different Y between 3D, which was not the case for the moment in the Quet Poisson flow. Okay, but we speak that many times we can observe this growing and decaying, but we have experiments, by example here by visualization, but we observe nearly for the same situation, we observe the same value of the Reynolds number, but higher amplitude of the fluctuation. We observe now the energy after the place they can up go to be, try to be sustained. And with this sustained effect is essentially, if we try to see the difference in the flow and in the spot, we can observe in this case the apparition of this waviness, wavy island who develops and grow by respect to the other. In the other case, we have not wavy, if you want, with the K, and here with this wavy group appears and develop this self mechanism to self-sustain this situation. But this is the reason we recall the one of the mechanisms of self-sustaining was wavy and stability proposed for Jahn, because for the existence of this active relation with wavies. Okay? This is also observed with PIV, many times now with some low a perturbation many times once of the realization, so even almost glow this decay, but many times we observe this also this situation when they can glow. So this, the self-sustaining realization is isolated. I came back with an experiment now with some permanent perturbation with some sphere, which is one of the first experiments. So in the place to put an jet, we have this sphere taken by some magnet. And this kind of perturbation induces so in function of the Reynolds number and spot around the sphere. In the beginning, or this sphere produces essentially streetwise vortex behind, and after they grow, and we can verify very well define two regions, one inner with wavies. Inside, and even we can, by technical methods of, by example, Fourier analysis plus Hilbert methods, develop the envelope of the wavy or the envelope of the external part of the spot with these oblique waves, okay, and we can characterize the front, okay, from one front which is sharp, the other front was positive in the streamwise direction, but at the same time in the spanwise, the spanwise is more diffusive and grow, adding one and one more, okay, roles. This is interesting to see where go the waves and where go the bond. So we have the full structure, and we now to try to separate the left propagation or traveling wave to the left to traveling wave to the right by filtering the quadrants with the propagation of the, with this kind of right traveling wave and this kind of left traveling waves. So we can this filter by Fourier and space and times and space and the span wise wave number, and we can observe that the wavy almost go to the left following the Poisson part of the inner flow during the very low generation of wavy at right, with only essentially we see these oblique waves, but they are also in this part, but less wavy situation. And this is interesting because even we can follow, by example, an experiment where we try to do an champ and a Reynolds number, by example, go to Reynolds, I don't have the number here, from Reynolds 200 to Reynolds 700, grow the velocity of the flow, and we see the expansion to build the spot, and we try to see now the same view, but with the traveling waves right and left, and we see was essentially important part of the expansion is produced with this traveling wave to left, but there are a small part of the right, and seems different velocity of the front on one side and the other side. So this method is very useful to find the phase velocity of the front. By example, was in the case of Poisson, but Tuckerman and co-workers. And to finish, okay, we have the possibility, say, you to do these measurements inside the gap. So this is the case, it's a spatio-temporal reconstruction, is the measuring function of the time in one line, okay? So we have, this is the belt, the moving belt, yeah? We turn it to the right, with higher velocity we call one, because we are dimensional with the velocity with the belt, and the velocity is zero here, and you have here in laminar case the velocity profile. But what happened with a spot appear, it is in the case with natural transition, okay, with the spot appear, we have parts with this laminar in the spot arrive, so modify now the mean, the basic flow, the mean profile, we have a distortion of the mean profile, with the perturbation, and these perturbations are more and more important. You see how the Poisson flow now has less pronounced, and the quiet was small slope here, okay, or higher slope here, this, the change the portion of the shape, and you can, if you do the streetwise velocity here, less here, you have streetwise fluctuation of the strikes, okay, and you can see how you have this very intense part who grow from the quake region to the Poisson, and this is the experiment. There are a nice numerical simulation of Matt Chantry, who observed even on Reynolds Higher the same situation with the existence of this active part, as we show in also the experiment, even if it is more full of the of spot than in this case where there are only a few spots, and they observe in this numerical simulation the existence of the streaks nearly of the fixed wall or nearly of the plane quilt, and you have essentially the form of the of this streamwise perturbation. Okay, so I have time to show you these experiments and a new channel, almost preliminary, but give it a minute.
Kirk Knobloch, Berkeley.
A very nice talk, thank you. I wanted to ask, is the addition of the quiet flow, the moving boundary, is this essentially a passive procedure, or are you actually changing the structure of the spot, and how does it compare with what you would have just in channel flow?
Okay, so in channel flow, by symmetry, we see two layers, two symmetrical layers of okay. We have this symmetry, this is the gap inside the channel flow, Poisson, yeah? So what we observe in, we have this many times not symmetric, but you have this two layers, if you want, of spots. It's not clear what happens. So in principle, we have a more active part, which seems the quiet, and a less active part, which it seems the passé. But it's not clear. Remember in quiet, only in quiet, you have only one region, okay? So we have not for the moment, PIV measurements resolved inside the gap to be clear about the inner structure of the gap. I prefer to wait, okay, to say. There are one interesting result in the Matt Chantry simulation, which is the following. So all the experiment I show you is for a given Y near the zero, no quake, no Poisson, but was clear when the wavy go with Poisson. This is the reason that we have a left traveling wave. And we expected one moment, as is observed in Poisson, the phase velocity change of sign, perhaps after go to the right. Or we have a more complicated situation, which is this. We need to discuss this with Matt the next days. There are the wavelength near the fixed wall seems different what happened in the other. I am very surprised about this, but perhaps it's for me it's an open question.
Colin Caulfield, Cambridge. It's just a beautiful, beautiful experiment. I have an experimental question and an analysis question.
Yes.
How do you set the pressure-driven component of the flow? And is it adjustable?
Yes. So first of all, we need to verify then there are not leakage, they flow down. For example, it's some important problem. I came back. So first at all, we do okay. The first test is to verify that the flow rate here is nearly zero. So I need to understand that this positive flow is equal to this negative flow. Experimentally, it's nearly zero. If it's not zero, it implies you have essentially small 3D components in the basic flow. This 3D basic flow is a big problem from the experiment. By example, if your plates are not exactly adjusted the same gap in all the experiment, you induce by the coin this normal flow. So this is a big problem. This is the reason Lucas Klotz was spent more than 1 year to prepare this experiment, okay?
But is the flow from one reservoir to the other purely driven by pressure head?
Sorry?
Is the flow from one reservoir to the other driven by pressure head?
Yes, yes. But
one is deeper than the other?
Yes, yes.
And so
this is give you the backflow, okay? So first you fool, yeah? Okay.
John Gibson, New Hampshire. I thought it was that the volume of the experimental apparatus was completely filled by fluid. Therefore the mean flow is fixed at zero. Yes.
This is clear.
Okay.
But what is not clear even is perhaps the direction of the flow can be in this direction and not necessarily without span waves component. Okay? So if you have not leakage, you have. In addition, this experiment is prepared with a tube here, with some van, to modify the external pressure gradient. Eh? So you can close, if you want, in the place to put all the flow to come back, you can put one part of the flow in a tube, and as this, you modify the basic wet profile flow.
Roman Grigoriev, Georgia Tech. I also agree that these are beautiful experiments. Can you comment on how large the different components of the flow are relative to one another?
Yes. This is the reason why it's nearly one order of magnitude, the string-wise component by respect fluctuation, by respect to the span-wise, okay? And perhaps we can see. Sorry. This is 10 minus 2, and this is 10 minus 3, yeah? 10 minus 3, 10 minus 2, okay? This is span-wise fluctuation, and this is string-wise. You can see this is very, very weak, yeah? It's the most weak perturbation. And we have it's a problem to see the span-wise component, okay, because it's very weak by respect to the string-wise. So essentially, this contributes few to the energy of the full spot. This is the reason this transient glow energy is essentially the string-wise fluctuation. And in addition, the large-scale flow, the span-wise component of the large-scale flow is of nearly the same order of magnitude as the roll component, okay? So many times when you measure the span-wise flow, you measure almost the large-scale span-wise component.
what about the wall normal?
I have not, we have measurements when we measure the gap, okay, but we was not analyzed the, I don't know. We have measurements, we was not working this. But good question.
That's very interesting because for some, the localized solutions.
Very good question.
Good things, for instance, in there.
Okay.
To see how they compare
to okay. I don't see nothing, but very good question.
Thank you.
Other questions? If not, let's thank Eduardo for a very nice talk.
Okay.